Welcome to Polo Grounds in New York, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the New York Giants. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Stan Hack. Batting second. The second baseman, Lou Stringer. Batting third. The center fielder, Dom D'Alessandro. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Bill Nicholson. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Hank Lieber. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Lou Novikoff. Batting seventh. The catcher, Clyde McCullough. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Billy Myers. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Claude Passo. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Claude Passo. For the New York Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, JoJo Moore. Batting second. The second baseman, Burgess Whitehead. Batting third. The first baseman, Babe Young. Batting fourth. The catcher, Harry Danning. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Mel Ott. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Billy Gerges. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Frank Demery. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Joe Orengo. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Carl Hubbell. Pitching for the New York Giants, Carl Hubbell. And now, play ball. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack hits a fly ball into left field. Moore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Stringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stringer strikes out. Two outs. Dom D'Alessandro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. D'Alessandro is hit by the pitch. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. D'Alessandro moves to second. Hank Lieber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lieber hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A three-run home run. It's 3-0, Cubs. Lou Novikoff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Novikoff hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerges scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. JoJo Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore hits a pop-up towards short. Myers settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Burgess Whitehead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehead hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hack fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Babe Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Harry Danning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Danning hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Young moves to second. Mel Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Clyde McCullough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCullough hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerges scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Myers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myers hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Claude Passo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Passo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerges fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 0 for 1 in the game. Hack takes first base on ball 4. Passo moves to second. Lou Stringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stringer is 0-for-1 in the game. Stringer strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of D'Alessandro. Gerges reaches second base with a double. Frank Demery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demery hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Gerges moves to third. One out. Joe Orengo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orengo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Gerges scores. Two outs. It's 3-1, Cubs. Carl Hubbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hubbell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Giants 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Dom D'Alessandro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. D'Alessandro is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. D'Alessandro strikes out. One out. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Nicholson hits a fly ball into center field. Demery settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hank Lieber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lieber is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Lieber takes first base on ball 4. Lou Novikov is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Novikov is 0-for-1 in the game. Novikov hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Whitehead settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Jojo Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0-for-1 in the game. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards short. Myers fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Burgess Whitehead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehead is 0-for-1 in the game. Whitehead hits a ball on the ground towards short. Myers misplays the ball. That's an error on Myers. Moore moves to second. Babe Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Young hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 4-3, Giants. Harry Danning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Danning is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Danning hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mel Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott is 0-for-1 in the game. Ott strikes out. One out. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Gerges hits a ball on the ground towards short. Myers scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Danning moves to second. Two outs. Frank Demery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demery is 0-for-1 in the game. Demery hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Clyde McCullough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCullough is 0-for-1 in the game. McCullough hits a fly ball into center field. Demery settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Myers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myers is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Myers hits a fly ball into center field. Demery settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Claude Passo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Passo is 0-for-1 in the game. Passo strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Cubs 3. The Giants will come to bat. Joe Orengo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orengo is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Orengo hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Carl Hubbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hubbell is 0-for-1 in the game. Hubbell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Orengo moves to second. JoJo Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Moore hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Lieber settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Burgess Whitehead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehead is 0-for-2 in the game. Whitehead hits a ball on the ground towards first. Lieber scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Whitehead for the out. Orengo moves to third. Hubbell moves to second. Two outs. Babe Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got three RBIs. Young hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Passo fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Hack hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitehead scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lou Stringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stringer is 0-for-2 in the game. Stringer takes first base on ball 4. Dom D'Alessandro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. D'Alessandro is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. D'Alessandro hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Whitehead settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Nicholson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Cubs 3. The Giants will come to bat. Harry Danning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Danning is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Danning hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mel Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott is 0-for-2 in the game. Ott hits a fly ball into right field. Nicholson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Gerges strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Hank Lieber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lieber is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got three RBIs. Lieber hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerges scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lou Novikov is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Novikov is 0-for-2 in the game. Novikov hits a ball on the ground towards third. Orengo fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Clyde McCullough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCullough is 0-for-2 in the game. McCullough hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Whitehead settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Cubs 3. The Giants will come to bat. Frank Demery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demery is 0 for 2 in the game. Demery hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Joe Orengo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orengo is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Orengo hits a pop-up towards first. Lieber settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carl Hubbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hubbell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hubbell hits a pop-up towards short. Myers settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. JoJo Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Moore hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Demery moves to second. Burgess Whitehead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehead is 0 for 3 in the game. Whitehead hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stringer fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Myers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myers is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Myers hits a fly ball into right field. Ott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Claude Passo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Passo is 0 for 2 in the game. Passo strikes out. Two outs. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Hack hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lou Stringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stringer is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Stringer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerges fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Cubs 3. The Giants will come to bat. Babe Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Young hits a fly ball into left field. Novikov settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harry Danning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Danning is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Danning hits a ball on the ground towards short. Myers scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mel Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott is 0 for 3 in the game. Ott hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-3, Giants. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Gerges hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Frank Demery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demery is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Demery hits a pop-up towards first. Lieber settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Dom D'Alessandro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. D'Alessandro is 0 for 2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. D'Alessandro takes first base on ball 4. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Nicholson takes first base on ball 4. D'Alessandro moves to second. Hank Lieber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lieber is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Lieber strikes out. One out. Lou Novikov is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Novikov is 0 for 3 in the game. Novikov hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hubble fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Cubs 3. The Giants will come to bat. Joe Orengo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orengo is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Orengo takes first base on ball 4. Carl Hubble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hubble is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hubble hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Paso fields it and throws to first for the out. Orengo moves to second. One out. Jojo Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Moore hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Orengo moves to third. Burgess Whitehead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehead is 0 for 4 in the game. Whitehead hits a ball on the ground towards first. Lieber fields it and throws to home to get Orengo. Moore moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Babe Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Young hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Stringer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Clyde McCullough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCullough is 0 for 3 in the game. McCullough hits a pop-up towards short. Gerges settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Todd pinch hits for Billy Myers. Al Todd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Todd hits a fly ball into right field. Ott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Skeffing pinch hits for Claude Paso. Bob Skeffing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skeffing hits a fly ball into left field. Moore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, New York Giants, 5, and Chicago Cubs, 3. Goodbye from Polo Grounds in New York.